BJ and Jamie.
You didn't ask.
No, you don't have to.
But he'll tell you all about s'mores.
I love s'mores.
He's loaded with facts about the great outdoors. And even though we know it's just not great, it's time for the BJRV update. BJRV update.
Let's go. You went camping.
I'm never, never going to get my credit card paid off.
Listen.
This camping trip is like, oh, man, it's really adding up, Jamie.
Well,
oh, man.
I know just in RV fees so far, we've gone camping. How many times now?
We've gone 4 times now.
So 4 times, yeah. And this is only RV fees as far as payments since last year. We're at like $11,000?
No, yet in insurance, we're at $16,000.
Okay, $16,000. Now, that doesn't, how much does it cost to stay at Jellystone per day?
It's quite a bit. It's quite a bit. Like, it's like $400.
Not a night.
Every time I pull into that
question.
Place.
There's no way it's a night.
For the entire weekend.
Okay, there you
go. For the entire weekend. And then, you know, you said you have to get one of those golf carts. I got to tell you, that bear down there, that Jellystone bear, that Yogi guy, he's making a killing. He's making a killing. So we go in to get a golf cart, okay, on Friday.
Uh-huh.
Frog gets in, and Frog's been wanting a golf cart. And this time, we're way in the back of the camp area.
Because I'm sure they have people watching for minors driving those suckers, right? Because of their insurance policy?
They're kind of laxed on it,
are they?
Honest with you. Yeah, because you see a lot of kids that will be sitting in their parents' lap, and they're driving, and they don't really get on to anybody.
Well,
it doesn't seem. So it seems like Yogi's pretty patient with everybody. Yeah, but guess how much it costs? 48 hours. I had a golf cart. 48 hours. That's it. And guess what? 16 to 20 hours of that, you're sleeping. Okay? So deduct that. So deduct that from it.
And the how much is it an hour, you mean, for usage?
This golf cart cost me $275 for 2 days.
What?
$275.
But wasn't it worth it, making memories?
No! No, it was
you
not.
You made memories, and you were so far from all the stuff. It was a good thing you had it, because you're not going to walk to the pool.
No, but I could have just stayed in the camp area. I didn't have to go anywhere.
But, I mean, it's actually good you had it, because all of the accommodations, right, are far away from you.
$275.
Wow.
If you add it up, man, oh, man, I'll never get this paid off.
It's fine. You're making memories, man. Now, did you go by operation?
No. We bought games, though, and we watched some movies. Friday was a complete rain out. I got to tell you.
Yeah.
It rained like crazy.
No.
We watched movies. We watched movies. We have Uno and a couple of, we have some type of Monopoly game that's not really Monopoly, though.
Nice.
I don't know. But we didn't break out any of that. We ended up watching some movies, a couple of movies here and there. We watched Pirates of the Caribbean.
Nice.
We watched that with Johnny Depp, and then we watched Bad Guys.
Bad Guys.
Do you know Bad Guys?
No.
Bad Guys is a cartoon. Uh-oh. It's animated, right?
Is it about bad guys?
It's bad guys. It's a wolf.
Yeah.
It's a shark.
Okay.
It's a snake. And a spider.
Okay,
and
so
they're bad guys.
Besides just watching TV, what else do we do?
We went to the pool.
Okay.
We went to the pool.
Oh, so you did get some pool time.
We did get to pool time on Saturday. Okay. On Saturday, we went to the pool. They had an Indian wedding there.
Oh, like a like a Hindu wedding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there were probably, I would guess, maybe 300-400 people.
Oh, cool.
For a wedding that they had in one of their big ballrooms.
Yeah.
But that was kind of wild looking.
Ballroom at the campground?
Yeah, they have a wedding ballroom.
Hold up!
They have a ballroom.
I did not know that. We did not see that on the resort.
Not only that,
amenities.
Just stop for a second.
What?
Let's just stop. The campground.
I didn't know this either.
The campground.
Uh-huh.
Has a ballroom, like, with tables, with, like, tablecloths, like, centerpieces.
Just like you would find at the Marriott.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and they host wedding receptions here.
Wow.
I didn't know that either. I'd seen the building before, but I didn't know what the building was for. And then I spotted another building. They have a fitness center there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, big old fitness center.
Full blown gym,
baby. Yeah. Well, good.
So I mean, this place is a resort.
Yeah.
All the way.
So did you catch the garter?
No, I didn't go to the wedding.
You didn't? Okay.
I wanted to go over and peep through the window just to see what was going on at the place.
Yeah.
My wife wouldn't let me.
Ballroom at the campground.
Yeah.
That is a new one.
Yeah. They had a ballroom with a Hindu wedding.
Wow.
At Yogi's place.
All right.
Over the weekend. Well, it was wacky.
It was culture. You had some culture.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah. They were all around us.
You didn't try to scratch off and win, did you?
No. I didn't interact with anybody. No. I stayed to myself.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. No problem there.
All right.
But that was it. It was a good weekend, though.
Good. It sounds solid.
Weekend. The camper held up well. And it was solid.
It was. And did you see any wildlife?
A lot of deer.
Oh, deer.
Okay. A lot of deer. Okay. No bears this time.
Okay. All right.
But a lot of deer this time.
All right. And besides the pool, did we do any kind of like
bounce house?
I was thinking like
they have a bounce pad.
Carve.
Went down to the bounce pad for a couple of times.
Or anything?
Yeah. That was pretty much it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, it sounds fun.
Fired up the grill.
Nice.
Like that.
Yeah.
A little s'mores action.
S'mores. Gotta have s'mores. Yeah. Good.
And that was it.
All right.
Weekend's over. That's a camping weekend, man. Let me tell you. And boy, is it expensive.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.